Welcome, everybody, to Mormons on Mushrooms. Just a reminder that this is a storytelling podcast where we discuss alternative methods for healing from trauma and seeking a more fulfilling life. A lot of times on the podcast, we discuss triggering topics, and we ask that you make your personal mental health top priority. Lastly, the opinions offered by our guests don't necessarily reflect the opinions of the hosts. Sit back, buckle up, and enjoy.
Pretty good one. I don't know if you're going to top that one. You can do it again. I'm going to change my answer.
I like the mystery, though. People never know what the lost would you rather is. So would you rather have to wrestle Joseph Smith, which I heard was pretty hard? Huh? Or would you rather have to... God, this is hard. I'm trying to make it a Mormon one. Help me out. What's the other would you rather?
Would you rather wrestle Joseph Smith or would you rather wrestle Brigham Young?
Oh, I'd rather wrestle Brigham Young. Just because I'd immediately cheat and just start fucking him up because fuck that guy.
Okay. So what is your intent? Do you want to win the wrestling match? You're not gonna beat Joseph.
No, I think I'd have less of a chance with Joseph. Brigham seemed like more of a less of a fighter. So I think I'd have a better chance. And then especially if I just sucker punched him and just started, got in his guard and just started fucking him up. I'd like to at least get a few clean licks in before the fight ends.
Yeah. If the goal is to win, I would definitely have a better chance against Brigham, but I think his weight would probably factor into it somehow. And I think I'd probably lose too.
See, but then you use his weight against him.
Okay, I don't know jujitsu. I'm not like this is not Joe Rogan. We're not MMA fighters or whatever. I don't know. Maybe you know it.
No.
So I think I'd go for Joseph. Quick loss. Shake his hand afterwards, and
you shake his hand.
Put the broomstick on the wall.
I don't know if I shake. Anyway, who are we? What are we doing here? Who are we?
Oh, what are we doing here? Well, we were recently on Doug and Mike's podcast, Mormons on Mushrooms, and we kind of hit it off. And so they said, hey.
I'm Cody, by the way. I'm Cody.
This is Brandon. Oh, yeah. I'm going straight to the story. Let me show who we are.
We were on an episode with Doug and Mike. You can go back and listen to that. I think it should be the episode before this or the one before that. Something. One of the last two episodes.
And so Cody just told who he was. I'm Brandon. If you didn't hear us, yeah, listen to us. But here we are. We're making our own podcast now to talk more specifically about the Mormon history of psychedelics. So we have labeled our podcast Roughly Stoned. And so this is the Roughly Stoned podcast. Reach out to us anytime at roughlystoned@gmail.com. If you want to communicate with us about anything, we'd love to hear it. But especially about research. And so, yeah, what are we going to be talking about, Cody, on this podcast?
A lot more of what we were talking about in the first episode. We only had about an hour to just cram in all the highlights. And I think we're going to spend the next however long just kind of fleshing out details. And, you know, we'll invite experts. I am not an expert on much, so I'll bring in, say, a Bryce Blankenagel from Naked Mormonism in the Glass Box podcast, who's quite the Mormon communicator, and hear what he has to say about this theory as he helped develop a lot of it. We'll also be interviewing people like
Miranda Bowen.
Miranda Bowen, psychedelic advocates. We're going to be talking to tangential Mormon historians, so like people interested in Freemasonry and Mormonism and the crossovers there and how both of them are using drugs. We're just going to try and do some deep dives into like the academia of Mormon history and psychedelics. And at least my hope is to kind of light the fire under fellow researchers who are interested in this topic, because there's only a handful of us who've been looking at this for about a decade now, and we just need more eyes on it. And we'll also be maybe helping you figure out and navigate the very complicated Mormon historian pool where, you know, there's good research, bad research. How are you going to find that and navigate that space?
Yeah.
So that's what we'll be doing.
So, yes. And all of this also, we have multiple things going on. The podcast is one thing, but we also have a larger project that we're kicking off right now, where we are creating a documentary on this subject. So the subject that of what role do psychedelics in ceremonial magic potentially play in the foundation of Mormonism? And so we have a lot of experts that we're going to be interviewing, the key historians on this subject. A lot of them will be appearing on this podcast. But we also, big thing, we just want to expand the network. This is a fascinating topic, and it's very newly studied. It started with a paper in 2007 from Robert Beckstead, first person that we know of to propose this idea, aside from Lamar Peterson, who kind of did it. 70s? When was it?
And that's where stuff like my research comes in, and Bryce's. It's just, like, people have been talking about this quietly since Joseph was around. It's not anything new. We just have kind of lost the context of this history and how to interpret it, which is, I hope, what we're going to help people work through.
And it's one of the things with Mormon history. It's been so many times it's been rebranded. Things have been omitted. Things have been added. And depending on what offshoot of Mormonism you are, is this Mormon history according to Mormonism, or is it Mormon history according to non-Mormons? All this stuff we want to sift through so that, you know, a goal is to reclaim our history. Cody and I both come from Mormon backgrounds. It's fascinating. It's a topic that you can't push away once you've been a part of it. And we want to dig into it and figure out what this was really about. And this is something we feel is very more than just interesting. It makes sense of a lot of what's happened. What do you think, Cody? Like, why are you drawn to this?
What's that saying? You can leave the church, but you can't leave it alone.
Yes.
I think much to what you said, it's like I feel like a monster they created. It's like they made me go through seminary. I love to read. I love world building. I read all the books. I did all the stuffs, and they kind of turned me into this thing that loves finding the history and like, and then also like, well, when you have the truth, you have to stand up for it. And it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's about reclaiming that history. It's been lost and broken and propagandized and scattered and ignored. And the little slivers you get when you're a kid in seminary and stuff is not enough. And I hope by taking back our history and really recontextualizing it in a way that makes sense, because people aren't really that different that they were 100 years ago, 200 years ago, that we can kind of find some closure and some comfort in finding out what actually happened. Yeah. And why we all got sucked into this thing.
And it's going to be that easy. We're going to tie it up really well. And it's going to be like, here, it's closed. Book is over. This is the story of Mormonism. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Like pie in the sky dream, pipe dream, but...
It actually never ends once you start going into psychedelic research and what's going on there. It's just a completely new avenue that opens up so many possibilities of what was going on in early Mormonism. And look, I know it's an off-the-wall topic. It's something that very few people know about, but society in general is opening itself up to psychedelics again. A psychedelic history that really hasn't been apparent is just in the general zeitgeist. But can we take that and apply it to Mormonism and look at Mormon history through that lens as well? Because when you do, it sure makes sense of a lot of things that happened in early Mormonism and why certain things stopped at a certain point.
Right.
But now we got silent.
Dead space. We're new at this. I'm not super new at this, but I never said I was great at it.
I mean, I think that pretty much covers just the beginning of this episode. I mean, thing is, we're recording this in a weird time frame, whatever of mine. We've already recorded two episodes and we had to do this one as the intro. So we know what the first two episodes are about, and we think you're going to enjoy them.
And I hope you'll stick with us. We kind of have a diverse group of people we'll be talking to. So maybe if there's an episode that gets a little too inside baseball or is is maybe a little too airy-fairy woo-woo for you, maybe then you just keep listening, and feedback is helpful too. So we'll get to figure out like what you guys like to listen to, or what you want to hear from us.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to be a community driven section of Mormons on Mushrooms.
We are figuring this out with you, but we do have an outline to get us started. And so
I hope you stick with us and you like the outline we've made.
Yes.
Where can people find you? Like, what projects are we working on right now? April? No, not quite April. March of 2023. End of March,
we're in right now. What are we doing right now? Okay, well, if you want to reach out to us again, roughlystoned@gmail.com. And then we are working on a documentary. If you're curious about that, there was another email we sent in the last podcast we were on with Doug and Mike. Either one's going to work. Start with Roughly Stoned. Email us if you're interested in being a part of the documentary. Cody, what do you have? Where can people learn about the subject if they want to see it in written form?
You can find, I wrote a book on this whole thing. It's The Psychedelic History of Mormonism, Magic, and Drugs. You can find it at Powell's or Amazon or anywhere you buy books online. Slowly seeping into mom and pop shops, but we'll see how that goes. You can also contact me directly at mormonsanddrugs@gmail.com. I'm happy to ship you a book and give you an autographed copy if you're interested. You can also find me at mormonsanddrugs.com, where I have my podcast I do that's very slow going. It's months, sometimes years in between episodes, but it's essentially a kind of conversational audiobook breakdown of my book. So if you aren't into really deep dive nonfiction books like that, then just listen to the podcast, and it might take a couple years to get through it all. But that's the free version.
So there's one other thing that we're in the works of creating right now, and it may have already happened depending on when you're listening to this, but we are looking at the possibility of holding a symposium in Salt Lake City in the month of May 2023, possibly the weekend of May 20th. We are looking at venues right now to host the event. We have speakers that are ready to speak. We just need to claim the event, and we want to get a feel for if you're interested in attending. Email us, let us know, so we can just be like, oh, cool, we got 25 people. Let's do it. Email us at roughlystoned@gmail.com if you're interested in that.
And this, just so you're aware, if it helps motivate you to email us, this event will be as cheap as possible, if not free. We're going to be getting a bunch of speakers to come and talk about drugs and history and how that intersects with Mormonism and psychedelic advocacy and all that. If that's an event you would like to go to, that would be, you know, several hours long, and you get to meet some of these authors and some of these people that are in the field, this would be a great opportunity. And if you can make it out to the Salt Lake area, you can do it for very little money, hopefully free. We'll see what the venue costs.
I don't think we're going to be turning people away unless it's fire code violations. So just come, we'll make it work. And tell us if you're interested. We'd love to see you there. That's about it, I think, Cody. Should we just like guide them to the first couple of discussions with Bryce and whoever's coming in after him?
Sure. We'll just say these first couple episodes are with Bryce Blankenagel of Naked Mormonism and the Glass Box Podcast, like I'd mentioned. And I hope you enjoy them. Please give us some feedback and let us know how you like this new direction.
All right.
Now give it. Now, hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Let's actually come up with an identity. Like, what's the name of the identity that you're going to read this one as?
His name is Cool Joe.
Cool Joe, baby. Here it comes. Ladies and gentlemen.
The first name that came to me when you said that was Patrick, but I want to read it as Patrick.
Dude, I'll do it as Patrick. You do it as Cool Joe.
Okay.
You ready?
Maybe you start it and I'll do the next
one. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. As a reminder, the very best way to support this podcast is to just head on over to patreon.com/mormonsonmushrooms.
There you're going to find bonus content, fun episodes, other shit.
Girl, we're talking about shit you have not heard before.
Never. Mankind has never heard these things before. So go on over to Patreon. But we'd also love it if you gave us a review. Just head over to Apple and give us a quick love over there. Quick love. Quickie.
Just a little bit of love on Apple. Listen, if you're listening on Spotify, that's cool too. Put up a 5-star if you liked it. If you didn't, keep your mouth shut.
Just maybe put up a whoa, yo, Flavor Country.
We love Flavor Country. By the way, Mike and I also accept just free pure money, and you can do that at Venmo. Mike, hit him with the deets.
Just put them in our pocket. Just give us some money at Mushmore, M-U-S-H-M-O-R, on Venmo, and we'll use it to buy some kombuchas. Just have a good time.
M-U-S-H-M-O-R. What up? Peace.
Give a fucking yes.